The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has risen and locked the doors, then will you stand outside knocking and say, 'And Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at the table in the kingdom of God. Behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
In 1967, the year after I was born, construction work was completed on our parish hall and the rectory, which the rectory is where the priest lives. In our case, it's built onto the church. Less than 20 years after that, the church building, the one you're sitting in, was completed. In the meantime, we worshiped in what is now the parish hall. The parish hall and rectory were two separate buildings at that time. A large mechanical room in the hall supplied hot and cold water for both the parish hall and the rectory. Since the buildings were separate, the pipes that brought water into the rectory were buried deep underground so that they would not freeze during the winter. But these days, the parish hall and rectory are joined and have a shared roof now. Through the years, more and more things have gone wrong in the rectory. I had to take a large number of cold showers as a result. And then a few years ago, I lost all heat in the rectory because the underground pipes bringing the water for heat essentially disintegrated after 50 plus years of use. You might remember the rather large hole that we had to dig to get to those pipes in the hallway between the parish hall and rectory to repair them. All the water pipes in the rectory are beneath the concrete slab, which is my floor. In the construction world, this is called slab on grade. And what this means is that anytime a leak happens in any of those increasingly older pipes, the slab needs to be jackhammered, the pipes fixed, and then that area is reconcreted. A major leak like this happened a few years ago. When I walked into my office, I could smell water and lots of it. The water found ways to get above the slab and got into our storage rooms and a few of my rooms and ruined some stuff. Well, we located the leak, jackhammered the slab above the leak, fixed the pipes, concreted the hole over the leak. But it happened again, in a different place on the pipe, but in nearly the same area not so long after this, maybe a year or two. Which means that we had to jackhammer a hole in the same place and fix the pipes again. And this time we decided not to concrete the hole again because another leak is likely to happen, perhaps even in that same area because of the number of connections between water pipes under that spot. There is now a metal sheet over the hole to allow for easy access for when this happens again. It has become obvious to all involved that all those water pipes under the slab are going to rupture at some point because of their age. One contractor we contacted actually gave the option of maybe abandoning the rectory altogether and finding a different place for the priest to live. Housing prices in our area would make that prohibitive. What needs to happen is to bring all water from the parish hall into the rectory by overhead pipes that can be easily accessed in the future if something goes wrong. And when that water gets into the rectory, it needs to be distributed throughout the building by water pipes that are above the concrete slab. And I'm sure you can figure out why. But this would require gutting the rectory on the inside and completely remodeling it. But this would allow us to fix a number of other things that are problematic in the rectory. For example, at least one thermostat in the rectory does not work correctly. We tried a number of times to figure it out, but the wiring is just too convoluted after years of patching it in various ways. All the windows in the rectory are aluminum and not very efficient in keeping the heat in. The indoor lighting is inadequate throughout the rectory. And when I want to do my laundry, I have to take my laundry basket into the hall where the washer and dryer are located. So if my hair is messed up and I'm wearing shorts, it is embarrassing to run into parishioners as I do this. So we are planning on giving the rectory its own laundry room. The kitchen is badly in need of renovation. All the appliances are getting very old. The flooring tile has become discolored over the years. The layout inside the rectory wastes a lot of space. I guess because it was built piecemeal and they weren't quite sure what to do with space as they added things. So adjusting interior walls could open the place up and make it brighter and better utilize the space there. The boilers in the parish hall have come to the end of their lives. We need to replace them. A committee of people has been meeting to discuss all this, and we have selected Hackman's Custom Building to be our general contractor. They also designed a new footprint of how the new rooms will look. Our estimate, which includes contingencies, is about $475,000, to include a lot of asbestos abatement. Now, because this parish has been saving money for a number of years, we have basically what we need to pay for this. But it would get close to exhausting our savings, which the diocese requires us to have for emergency type situations. And for that reason, today I announce a small capital campaign with a goal of around $100,000. We're still working on the details, but we envision that campaign lasting up to a year so that people can keep giving to it until the goal is reached. The schedule for this includes me moving out of the rectory, because we're going to gut it, on or about 1 October, and moving into an Airbnb owned by a parishioner that I will rent until this work is completed. It's right across the street from City Market, so it is within walking distance of the church. We hope that volunteers will help us do this, as well as move what furniture there is in the rectory to the storage unit right across the street from the church. We have procured one of those storage units. And then on Saturday, October 4th, we are hoping that volunteers can come in and do some simple demolition work to help save money on that aspect. This would include tearing out carpets, removing light fixtures, and removing doors, that sort of thing. Details for this can be found on posters that are in the vestibule that show what needs to be done, why it needs to be done, and give opportunities for families to, for instance, adopt a room and name that room after a saint if they like. In addition, parishioners can adopt line items in our budget for such things as new appliances for the kitchen. Those parishioners can help us pick out those items and what color they will be. And we have the help of a free interior designer to help guide the process for that to happen. Steve Kennan, the head of our plant commission, will be available to speak about all of this after Mass. He is a civil engineer and knows much more about the details of construction as well as how parishioners can help physically. And he will show you those pictures and explain everything. We ask you to make a commitment to this campaign and decide on what period of time you would like to give over. We're setting up online giving as well as QR codes in the pews to facilitate all this, both of which should be done by next week's Masses. Or you can write a check or a series of checks and put rectory in the four line and drop them in the regular collection baskets. And we ask that you would not alter your weekly giving in order to get this done. We still need to pay our regular bills in the meantime. We envisioned the work to be completed around April, at which time I will move back into the rectory, and we will need help with that effort as well. You know, this is the first major project that this parish has had to address since 1967, which is pretty good considering the age of the buildings. Whatever priest serves this parish needs a place to live. And the work that will be done will probably last even more than 50 years because we'll have addressed those major issues of getting water above ground. Finally, I would like to offer a prayer for the success of this project. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day and for the opportunity to renovate our rectory. We ask for your blessing upon this project, that it may be completed according to your will. We pray for wisdom and guidance for all those involved in the renovation and all those who will contribute their time and talent. Keep them safe from harm and filled with your grace. Bless this rectory, O Lord, and sanctify it as a place of prayer, reflection, and community. May it be a welcoming place for our pastor, our staff, and all who come to visit. May it foster fellowship, deepen faith, and strengthen our parish community. We ask that you grant us the resources needed for this project and that we may be good stewards of your gifts. May this renovation be a testament to your love and a source of blessing for all who encounter it. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. At the end of Mass, Steve Kennan is going to get up and fill in a few details. But also after Mass, if any of you are interested, I will personally take you through a guided tour of the rectory and show you all the damage and why this needs to be done. So if you want to do that, you're welcome to come with me.